Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today and joining us now. It's always a pleasure to welcome Brad Holcomb, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year to you as well. Great to be with you.
Particularly with some good news. The ISM December PMI registers 54.7%, up 1.5 percentage points from the November reading of 53.2. That's a good way to ring out the old year and move into the new one.
Well, it certainly is, and that's just one of some very good numbers that I can talk about. At 54.7, up 1.5 percentage points from November, is a good way to close the books. That's not only a new high for the year 2016, it hasn't been higher than that for 2 years. So in December 14, it was at 54.9, I believe. So it's a good, strong number. And it's led by new orders up 7.2 percentage points from 53 in November to 60.2. That's a great batch of new orders. And production is also up 4.3% to 60.3. And employment as well up 0.8 of a point to 53.1. And all four of those indexes, PMI, new orders, production, employment, reached new highs for the year in December.
It really is, I believe, a trend because those areas, new orders, production, and employment, have been trending higher, showing growth for 3 to 4 months now.
Exactly. And in the case of the PMI, each month since September has been higher than the prior month. So the trend is doubly good, if you will.
Meanwhile, we saw the biggest percentage increase in the prices index, jumping to 65.5 from 54.5. That's an 11 percentage point move. What were you seeing behind that move?
Well, that's a big number, and I have to believe that a lot of that relates to oil and petroleum and related commodities. And on our list of commodities up in price, you'll find, you know, the petroleum fuels, but also and natural gas energy per se, but also the metals, aluminum, brass, nickel, all manner of steel up in price. And they are because it costs a lot of energy, a lot of oil, if you will, to produce our metals. So that's really what's behind this. And it's unusual from two standpoints. The size of the increase up 11 is very unusual. And to have price increases significant in December is unusual because price increases generally are negotiated in the early part of the year rather than in the latter part.
Do you believe that this increase in prices will be inflationary and spread out through the economy?
Well, it's certainly something to watch, but on December 8th, we produced a forecast for the year ahead, that is 2017, and we expect prices to increase in total a fairly modest 1.3 percentage points. So we haven't been concerned up until this point, but it's certainly something to continue to watch.
1.3 percentage points would certainly be below the Federal Reserve's target for inflation and would not seem something that would worry the Federal Reserve to take action.
No, I agree with that.
Meanwhile, on the employment front, we have the jobs report coming up this Friday for December. And this would seem to be positive news where we're seeing employment continuing to move higher up to 53.1 in December. My question there is, are we starting to see some real tightening in the labor market? Is that problematic for some of the purchasing managers that responded to the survey?
Well, yes, and it's been increasing for three consecutive months. And we're starting to see comments like one reported this month from Transportation Equipment that hiring is still tight on available local labor. It goes on to talk about business by segment still uneven, some consumer markets very seasonally strong, but industrial markets lagging. But the front end of that comment suggests that there is tightness in at least certain skill categories within the labor market.
And increasingly, when we talk about manufacturing, we are talking about high-skill labor there.
No, absolutely. Very skilled in the various disciplines that you can imagine, produce automobiles or produce electronics and things like that.
Meanwhile, the overall economy grew for the 91st consecutive month. We're looking at about 7.5 years worth of good, solid growth, as reflected in the reports.
Well, it's a long growth cycle, and you know, we obviously hope it continues. Our forecast from earlier last month suggests that we will continue to grow, not just the economy, but manufacturing itself as well.
And even though this has been a very long cycle of growth, I was looking at a chart of the ISM PMI, and it doesn't appear as if we're out of bounds. I mean, you can look at this chart, and you see when there's a big dip, that tends to coincide with periods of recession. And we just seem to be in this nice range for really several years now.
Yes, we have. Since 2008, we started to, you know, recover from the recession, and as you said, we've now experienced 91 consecutive months of growth in the economy, despite a couple of dips below 50 from the PMI itself. It's not until you get below 42-ish that you would say the economy is not growing.
So, good way to finish 2016 with the December PMI registering 54.7, up from 53.2, hitting a new, fresh 2-year high. Brad Holcomb joining us from the Institute for Supply Management. And as always, we thank you for the research and the insights that you provide, Brad. Thank you.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you, and Happy New Year.